Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Chester County man and his girlfriend have been charged in connection with the kidnapping, torture, and death of his 12-year-old daughter, who authorities say weighed just 50 pounds when she died. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports this traumatic story.
Chester County District Attorney Christopher DeBarena-Sorobi says first responders did all they could to save 12-year-old Melinda Hoagland after a 911 call Saturday, but she died from what DeBarena-Sorobi says was abuse at the hands of her father, 52-year-old Rendell Hoagland, and his girlfriend, 45-year-old Cindy Warren.
Our investigation revealed that Rendell Hoagland and Cindy Warren subjected Melinda to evil and torment that no child should ever have to endure, and they did it for months.
DeBarena-Sorobi says the couple would deny the girl food, sometimes for days, as punishment. He says investigators found videos from an in-home security system, which he says show the couple berating the 12-year-old, forcing her to do strenuous exercise as punishment while shackled to furniture. Hoagland and Warren are charged with attempted murder, but DeBarena-Sorobi says that could be upgraded to murder once they get and review medical test results. He says Melinda had little to no access to the outside world after she was withdrawn from her middle school in November. The Coatesville Area School District says they reported concerns to Childline in the fall, but the parents withdrew Melinda from school and enrolled her in cyber classes. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The murder trial of a beloved Philadelphia man who was killed and dismembered 3 years ago is expected to wrap up today with testimony from homicide detectives. And as KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the prosecution put on their star witness on Tuesday.
Jeanette Pace told the jury the defendant, Teray Herring, called her asking for help in selling exotic birds on the dark web back in February of 2021. Herring's charged with first-degree murder in the death of 7-year-old Peter Gerald, who owned several birds and reptiles. Pace was also charged but pleaded guilty to third-degree murder and related charges months after the killing. Pace recounted to the jury how when the pair arrived at Gerald's house in the Northeast, Herring told her to tase Gerald, which she tried to do, but said it didn't work, and that's when Herring pounced, getting the victim into a chokehold and on the ground to tie him up. Pace says Gerald kept asking Herring, "Why are you doing this to me? I was good to you." Pace told jurors she then left the home to get money with the cards, and upon her return, she saw Gerald dead, with ligature marks around his neck and his nose nearly cut off. She eventually took off in the victim's car and was arrested in Ventnor, New Jersey at the end of February during a fight with her boyfriend, Rafiq McNichols, who helped Pace and Herring get into the victim's safe. The defense tried to poke holes in her timeline and asked if McNichols was the real killer. Pace said no and told the jury she pleaded guilty because she's telling the truth and it's what happened. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pro-Palestinian protesters at Penn have been in an encampment for close to 2 weeks now, despite several calls from the school for it to come to an end. As KYW's Nina Barotti reports, those involved say they aren't leaving until demands are met.
Sprawled across the lawn in front of UPenn's College Hall sit tents, jugs of water, and large signs where pro-Palestinian protesters have spent nearly 2 weeks.
We are here to stay. It doesn't matter to us what graduation is, when Alumni Week is. There are more important things than graduating and having fun at a party.
That's a graduate student at UPenn who spoke to reporters and said they met again with Penn officials Tuesday.
We are going to continue this process with them and hope that they are willing to negotiate with us moving forward.
Their demands include for the school to disclose its investments in companies tied to Israel, divest from them, and defend the rights of students who express support for Palestinians without any retaliation. Jason Holtzman, director of the Jewish Community Relations Council, was on campus Tuesday evening, and he says they've heard from students who reported they've been harassed.
We understand the students' right to protest. They completely have the right to protest, but when the university is saying that this encampment is in violation of their own university policies, we would hope the policies would be enforced and that there would be a way to break this encampment down and to allow the students to protest in different ways that don't antagonize the campus and antagonize students and faculty.
Protesters say they've also been the victims of harassment. Nina Barotti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia branch of the NAACP is voicing its support for the proposed 76ers Market East project. The Sixers and the NAACP made the announcement Tuesday at a student assembly at the String Theory Charter School at 16th and Vine Streets. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Catherine Hicks, president of NAACP Philadelphia branch, announced the organization's support for the proposed 76-place development project in Center City.
One of the key reasons behind the NAACP Philadelphia branch's support is the potential for job creation.
David Adelman, chairman of 76 DevCo, says it's really simple. Philadelphia is made up of 40% black residents, but yet these residents only own about 6% of the city's businesses, and he says that's not good enough.
That's why one of the fundamental pieces of our $50 million community benefits agreement, which is the largest in Philadelphia's history, is a $2 million fund to support black-owned businesses to scale and grow before 76 Place opens, so that those businesses can be part of building it and being there when we open up.
Bishop Dwayne Royster, the executive director of Power Interfaith and member of Save Chinatown Coalition, issued a statement after the announcement. He called the developer's promises window dressing and, quote, don't be fooled by the promise of jobs for African Americans in the city. We will not become a thriving city with part-time and seasonal arena jobs that perpetuate an ongoing African American underclass. That doesn't help our people, but it does make team owners richer, unquote. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.